News. I'm Michelle Franzen. National Guard troops from Texas arriving in Chicago, but legal challenges on President Trump's deployment of troops to cities is ongoing. Despite legal challenges from leaders in Illinois and Portland, the president now threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act. Here's ABC's Louis Martinez.
Portland right now is in a major holding action because a federal judge essentially issued an emergency order preventing the activity of the 200 California National Guardsmen that had arrived there in Oregon. An additional 200 Oregon National Guardsmen have been in training now for about a week or so before they were called in. Both of those actions are now on hold.
The government shutdown spilling into a second week. Senate lawmakers could vote on another stopgap measure tonight. It's been 2 years since Hamas carried out the October 7th attacks, with 1,200 killed, more than 250 taken hostage. In Egypt, talks continuing today between Israel and Hamas on the U.S.-Gaza peace plan to end the war. This is ABC News. U.S. scientists have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics.
The three American scientists awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics conducted their research on quantum mechanical tunneling. We're not even going to begin to try and explain exactly what that is, but we can tell you it's the foundation of all digital technology. In fact, in the words of one of the winners, the reason all our cell phones and computers work the way they do is because of this research. One of the winners didn't find out he had won until 2.5 hours after the announcement. His wife said she didn't want to wake him because she says he doesn't like surprises. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The trio will share nearly $1.2 million in the prize. The Nobel Peace Prize will be announced this Friday. The summer-like temperatures fading fast, cooler weather and rain sweeping across the nation's midsection. Today, the Northeast will see fall-like weather by the end of this week. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The 16-year-old Green Bay High School student accused of bringing a loaded gun to Preble High School will stay in a juvenile facility for now, while the courts work to figure out whether he'll be prosecuted in juvenile or adult court. The teen was in court yesterday while attorneys debated whether he should be released to the care of his parents and on a GPS monitoring system or remain in custody. The 16-year-old male is currently charged in juvenile court, but prosecutors have asked that the case be moved to adult court. The state focused its argument on the seriousness of the crime, saying the gun the student is accused of bringing to Preble High School was loaded and extra ammunition was nearby. Both parties are expected to be back in court at a later date. The incident, nearly a month ago now, sparked new security measures to be put in place throughout the Green Bay Area School District. You can score a free pizza tonight, courtesy of the Green Bay Metro Fire Department. The initiative is part of Fire Prevention Week this week, highlighting the importance of having working smoke alarms in your home. If you live in Green Bay, just call Domino's Pizza on Military Avenue tonight between 5 and 6:30 p.m. The Green Bay Metro Fire Department will deliver your pizza in a fire truck and check your smoke detectors while they're there. If your smoke detectors are working properly, your pizza is free. If not, you won't get the pizza for free, but firefighters will replace the batteries or install new smoke detectors at no charge. According to the National Fire Protection Agency, 3 out of 5 home fire deaths from 2018 to 2022 were caused by fires in homes without working smoke alarms. Wisconsin's own Ed Gein, or Gein, depending on who you ask, topped the Netflix charts over the weekend, coming in at number 1 on the top 10 list. Monster, the Ed Gein story, is an 8-part series profiling the infamous murderer and grave robber from Plainfield, Wisconsin. The series received negative reviews from critics following its debut last Friday, with some saying it's overly graphic and filled with factual inaccuracies. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of 5 playoff series. The Cubs have now lost 2 in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first 2 games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game 3 tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for Game 3 starting pitcher? Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to go out there and play football, but from just confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Frost advisory overnight, mostly clear, patchy frost, and lows in the upper 30s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, and continued warming for Thursday and Friday, with sun, highs in the mid-60s. Currently, it's 66.
To something good. It's called 97.9, your home for local news and timeless hits. Eric Westfall here. Good evening. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I got Sam and Dave, a little soul man. 97.9 WGBW.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Rolling on the river, between the lines.
CCR, local news and time, Liz Hitz, 97.9 WGBW, Eric here. Hey, never too early to start thinking about Halloween, right? And of course, it's on a Friday this year, on the weekend. You gotta like that. And because of that, most of the communities in the area are doing their trick-or-treating on Halloween. Green Bay is Halloween from 4 to 7, as are most of the suburbs and surrounding communities. You can certainly look that up online to find out in your particular community. Again, most of them I have seen seem to be on Halloween. A few are the weekend before, like up in Door County and that, to be during the day. But it looks like most communities 4 to 7. And remember, if you don't want to give the Halloween candy out, you got to make sure during that time that your porch lights, your outside lights are not on.
Grab yourself a bowl of Booyah to help Hoo-Ah. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 11th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., you can come enjoy a bowl of Booyah or take it to go at Lenny's Tap as part of their fundraising efforts to help support Hoo-Ah, a group dedicated to helping out our American heroes with suicide prevention awareness and support for veterans. So get hungry and plan to buy many bowls of Booyah at Lenny's Tap on Saturday, October 11th. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, and broadcasting online at WGBW.FM with Jim Croce.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bumps, 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But do-da-da.
But I can't see a thing.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Prices at the pump continue to plummet in Wisconsin, falling 5.5 cents per gallon last week. The state's average is now $2.70 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. In a survey of more than 3,000 stations in Wisconsin, gas prices are 20.3 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, and close to 23 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon. Here in our area, the lowest gas price to start off the week was $2.68 a gallon at Christ Oil in De Pere. Also in De Pere, a couple Quick Trips had regular unleaded for $2.70 a gallon, while the Quick Trip on East Mason Street in Green Bay had it at $2.72. We're still well below the national average for a gallon of gas, which is at $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says once again, gas prices are a mixed bag depending on where you live. Our neighbors across the pond in Michigan, for example, saw their gas prices go up, and the refinery fire on the West Coast last week will push prices up there as well. Around here, though, DeHaan says you can expect prices to stay about the same for a while or even get lower. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Frost advisory overnight, mostly clear, patchy frost, and lows in the upper 30s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow. Highs in the upper 50s, and continued warming for Thursday and Friday, with sun highs in the mid-60s. Currently, it's 66.
news and timeless hits, 97.9 The Beatles.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.
Life is very short, and there's no
At this point, you know, she hasn't told us who all the other the verses are about. The second one's Warren Beatty, but we don't know the other two. Are we going to even care by the time we find out? Local news and timeless, it's 97.9 with the Yardbirds.
For your love. For your love. Days that will excite to make you dream of me at night.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. My name's Eric Westfall. Good evening. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know if you are aware of this or not, but it is predicted to get rather cold in the early morning hours coming into Wednesday. In fact, a frost advisory in some areas. So yeah, if you want to be on the safe side, if you got some plants and things that you'd still want to try to keep around a little bit, I realize it's October already, but you might want to either bring them indoors or cover them up tonight. Yeah.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway. And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. Oh, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Beavers here. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Getting ready to head on out. Of course, a Nightline with Pete Schwabba is on the way. We'll catch you back here tomorrow afternoon at 2.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
WGBW. Caution, we can be habit forming.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. True love of mine.
held time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along, maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right. 'Cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream, but don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Craggling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. 'Cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
If you need someone